You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's check the weather forecast. Mark Russo is on the phone line from Earth Risk Technologies. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Hey, glad to be here, Todd.
And tell me about the western United States, in particular the hard red winter wheat growing regions. They have been dry. We had a marketplace that said, hey, look at that, there are showers there today, and they dropped them like a rock. Did they really get the rainfall?
Well, they're in the process of receiving rainfall. Over the past few days, we saw the most significant rainfall in areas of south-central Kansas extending into central and western Oklahoma, and that did include some of the driest areas that we have seen over the past few months. So some of the core winter wheat acreage there in Kansas and Oklahoma did begin to see rain activity kind of splitting up the states here overall. More of the core acreage in Oklahoma did better than the core acreage in Kansas. Now, this does not look to be just a one-shot deal. There is going to be another system coming through later on this week, and that looks to be another slow-moving system. So it's a duration of a good opportunity for rain as this wave of low pressure slowly ejects out from the southwest into the southern plains. So from later on Thursday on through Saturday, we see this window for another significant rain event. And so for the areas of western Kansas and even some of the limited areas in Oklahoma that have missed out up to this point, they will have another chance here coming up later on this week, and it looks really, really good.
So the slow rollers are usually the good ones, especially if you've been in a bad way. Will it change things dramatically, do you suppose?
Time will tell here, Todd. At least from this week, it overall looks like, with what we've seen so far and looking ahead over the next couple of weeks, is that this week looks to be the wettest week. There are some indications that next week there will be additional opportunities, but at the time they do not look as significant of producers as this week's opportunities. So the question becomes, what's the duration here of this window of opportunity, which overall looks to be primarily, at least for the best rainfall, just really coming down to 7-8 days.
Okay, and then right here in our part of the world, farmers would like to know if they could plant corn later in the week.
Certainly looks to be the case here, Todd, as your more active pattern was across the southern plains, and that extends across the Delta region. The exception here in the Midwest is down across the Ohio River Valley acreage, which has been the wet spot here starting off the spring. And so with the pattern here coming up, it looks like your more frequent, heavier rain activity is south of the main corn belt. So for those areas here, I got some rains here today, but overall, as we go through the next several days, generally dry conditions, with the exception maybe of a few isolated rain showers, and then there'll be another system coming in the early part of next week. But again, that looks like a faster-moving system here for the Midwest, and it'll tend to get bogged down more so across the Delta-growing region. So overall, we don't see any kind of real big hiccups here with the onset of corn planting across the Midwest.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
My pleasure, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. We hope you have joined us as well with your financial support. If not, do it right now at 217-244-9455 or online. Just hit donate at willag.org.